Haroa pri chadash. The halach is meikir din hagemara, and it's brought down that if you actually see a pri chadash, that it's a pri chadash that from zman lo zman, it's a new season. Even like if you saw it in the store, even if you saw it in your friend's house, you'd make a shechiyano. Today, the minig is that we don't make a shechiyano when we see it. We make a shechiyano when we eat it. And the discussion in the Rishon and Poskim, that let's say you didn't, you're supposed to make it when you see it, let's assume. And then you saw it and didn't make it, could you make it the next day or not? In other words, do you still have, is the minhag still to make it, or once you missed it, it's over? So there's a famous Netziv on his Perush on the Shiltis. So he points out that there are actually two types of Shechiyano, meaning the many types of Shechiyano. We make a Shechiyano on Kedushas Hayom. That's not what we're talking about now. Let's say on the Yom Tovim. This is Shechiyano we make on a mitzvah that comes to Mizman Lezman. That's a different Shechiyano. We're talking about a Shechiyano on Pri Chadash, Kelim Chadashim, New Su. That's a minhag. So, in Tziv has a chiddush, he says, there are two types of shechiyano, meaning it's the same bracha, but we make a shechiyano on two types, on two different issues, and there are two different qualifications. This is shechiyano you make on, and you build a new home, you a new suit, new car. So, that's out midin simcha. There has to be some element of simcha involved. Again, there's a separate issue, halacha, that in general, when you make a shechiyano and it involves others, then perhaps the bracha will be at tov ha-meitim. But leaving that issue out for now, we'll just go with the shechiyano. So, to buy a new car, new suit, if you don't have any simcha, so then you will make a shechiyano. It's a din in simcha. But if you buy a pri chadash, that's nothing to do with simcha, that's to do with zman lezman, that a new fruit came on the market, even if I don't even eat it. I don't like it, doesn't make a difference. I have to make a shechiyano anyway. So the first type of shechiyano on a new suit, a kelim chadashim, that's totally in simcha. When it comes to a fruit, it's not totally in simcha. Other achronim disagree with the Netziv and say, no, even a fruit, it's a din in simcha. As Rav Yitzchak Abadi says, with all these type of fruits, that we had Tu B'Shvat not that long ago with the buxer or different fruits that no one eats, Kiyameka Shachayen, or people like doing on Leil Rosh Hashanah the second night, Yom HaRichter, is it Yom Tov Sheni, so they do a pre-chadash. So many times they put out a pre-chadash that they find this crazy type fruit they wouldn't eat in 100 years. So Rabbi says that doesn't help. And in fact, that's a separate issue. What does a pre-chadash have to do with Kiddush? Even if, let's say, that fruit warrants a shechiyano, why am I making a shechiyano in the middle of Kiddush? That's how they quote from, so some have a difficulty. Number one is that there's no hana, even if there is hana, maybe it's a problem, because they claim the original minhag came from the Maharam Rumberg, that he was using new wine, that it was new from a new crop of grapes. It's the first time they're using it. So new wine, so he made a shechiyano on the Kiddush, because that has to do with the wine. But something has nothing to do with the Kiddush, the wine, like what are you making a shechiyano? So either way, so others claim that even the fruit, the pre-chadash is a din in simcha, but in the tziv holds not. That's why the tziv has a bechidish by the ben amitzarim, that the 3-week period that the Shulchan Aruch says tov shelo levarach, it's best not to make a bracha, not to make a shechiyano during this time. It seems to be the minig. There's a discussion maybe on Shabbos, of course, as we know on a mitzvah we make it, but tov not to make a shechiyano during the 3 weeks on a pre-chadash. Or, yeah, so that's in the Tziv writes. And it's, so Pashas, people don't make a shechiyano on anything. I mean, some people don't buy, if it warrants a shechiyano, So they say better not to get it. But however, it says, so the Tzivs Chiddush is only on new fruit. That's the meaning during the 3 weeks, because that's Shechiyano, Vichamigiyano, you made it from one season to the next. And we're showing you, but it's a, so it's not a good time period now, so we don't make a Shechiyano, but a Beged Chadash, that has nothing to do with the 3 weeks. You could have bought this Beged any time, so therefore, he says you can't make a Shechiyano. So, the minig seems to be against the Netziv, but the Netziv writes this distinction that there's no issue of simcha during the 3 weeks. It's a specifically prescribed thing that you can, things you can or you can't do. So he holds the problem is this is man. And therefore, in theory, one could make a Shechiyano on a Beged Chadash. But that's the issue regarding whether it is. The Tziv Chiddush is that he says that it's only a din in the Beged Chadash. Well, the car, you know, that you need the Simcha. Or else you don't make it. But by the Pri Chadash, it's not whether you enjoy this Pri or not, it's on the Zman, because that's the specific time. However, others disagree and say that simcha you need for the fruit, and that's the whole discussion during the 3 weeks. The tziv has a leniency based on this assumption that it's only shechiyano, vikimagiyano, as manas, that's the problem, but otherwise, it's okay.